we're in the middle of Advent. Now, Advent is a time that we think about what's coming as Christ comes as a child, but also looking for him to come at this Christmas to us in a new way. And we've got a bit of a theme running through it, and it's hashtag good news. If you were here before the service, you might have seen some of the things scrolling through, some good news things about happening in our community, through our live groups. I didn't know that having brunch at, what's it called, Bansi, you can tell I'm so uncool, is good news, but apparently it's something we should all try. So, but there's a whole lot of things going through, hashtag good news. Last week we looked at good news for all people, for the world. Today we're talking about good news for our community. And you'll again have some opportunity to go downstairs and see that a little bit later. I just want to just reflect on this idea for just a couple of minutes with you, just a few minutes. Community is a funny word, isn't it? It's a strange word. It's usually used for something that's out there. We say, the community. And quite often we don't actually put ourselves in the centre of that. It's an out there statement. Quite often we talk about the community centre. And it's something that's located away from us. It's around where we live, but it's out there. A community centre where people go to do things. And certainly we as a church here are looking about what do we do with our building, with our property for the community. But community is so much more than just a meeting place or something that's beyond us. A community without people is not a community at all, is it? And so in a hyper-connected age with social media and all kinds of communication, the realization is true that genuine human connections seem to be becoming a less reality for people. And we see this in a whole lot of ways. We can put that down now, thanks Mike. We can see that in a whole lot of ways. So much so that England has a minister for loneliness. They say this is such an epidemic that we've got a minister for that. In Australia, they've talked about it here as well. I don't want us to return to the good old days, because quite often we look at the good old days before social media, before what we're doing now, we say, oh, in the good old days, we had community, didn't we? You always know you're getting old when you say that. I've said it a heap of times. Oh, I remember when. And it's not that things weren't good then, or that we don't have good memories, but the reality is we have so much more in our country that is far better today than what we used to have back then. Just think quickly about health, education, a whole range of things that is good in our lives today. But I still think there's a community problem. When I think about community, I think all the way back to the church ancestors, the people of Israel, and how they did community. And they had some rules around community. Now, none of us like rules. I don't like rules, if I'm being really honest. But they tried to put these principles or guidelines or rules in place, not just for an individual, but for all the people. So they could live their lives better as a community. Now, how do we do life so there's a sense of meaning and connectedness that science tells us is so important? We were sort of shaped for community. There's an old African proverb. You might know it. It says, it takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child. We don't really live in villages here, do we? We don't live in villages here. And many of us know what it's like to not be in a place where we have family or close connections that can help us out with our children. When there's a struggle in that. Sometimes people are far, far away from their community, from their families. But this proverb is saying that children need a group, a community to help them to grow, to become all that they could be. And part of what we're doing today is celebrating our children's ministries. And can I just say that it's so good that our children's ministries and the groups that are connected with our kids are building so that it's not just about an individual, but the group. And you're going to see some more of that downstairs. I want to say this really carefully. It's my, because I don't want to limit things, but it's really my hope, and I think it should be our hope, that Chapel Hill United Church and the groups that are a part of it, Build to be a village. You can have big villages, it's okay. You can have small villages, they're okay as well. But it's my hope that the village, which all people of all ages need to be a part of, can not just raise children, but bring hope and meaningful connectedness to everyone. You see, when you hear about this proverb, quite often we just go to the children, right? Which is a really important thing to do, because kids are really important. But it takes a village to raise the children, which means that every single poor person is important. Every single person has a part to play. Every single person actually can help connect, raise, or raise up somebody else. Very soon we're going to celebrate some of this community with some of our people that are transitioning through different age groups. And then after that we're going to go downstairs and engage with what they've been doing. But what I want to ask you this morning is, do I feel like I'm a part of a village? Do I feel like I'm a part of a community? And if you don't, can I suggest, how can we do that together? How can we do that together? One of the things I often hear is that the older you get, because I'm not old, according to some people. I think there's a bit much of a laughter over here from somebody. Anyway, but I hear that some people say, well, I can't do things with younger people anymore. And I think that's not true. Yeah, you may not be able to go rollerblading. Is that a thing anymore? No, it's not. You may not be able to go skateboarding. Is that still a thing? You may not be awesome at laser tag. You may not go for brunch at Banty, whatever it's called. But you know what? There are lots of things that you can do. You can pray, you can give, you can serve. You know what the other thing is? They say that the more you engage with those from generations lower than yours, the more life you actually receive. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? And I see that happening in the life of this church. I see people saying, you know what, we want to help young people, but what you're also doing is saying, I'm going to live out the person that I am so this community can be all that it is. It takes a village to raise a child. And my hope is, and I think our hope should be, that every single person has a part to play. And whether you're young or old or in between, it doesn't matter. Because we are about community. And the community is not something that's just out there. It's something that's here that we take with us. We talk a lot around here about creating community. This is what we want to do. And our hope is that through today you'll see a part of that community. And want to celebrate that in all that we do. So let's just take a moment to pray. Let's just give thanks. God, we give you thanks that somehow you've given us this community to be a part of. We thank you for all the kids. We thank you for all the non-kids. And we recognise together that while it might take a village to raise a child, the village, every single person, is important in that. So God, help us to love one another well. Help us to recognise our need for one another. Whether we're introverted or extroverted or somewhere on the spectrum in between, we all need people at some time. And dare I say, most of all, God, we need to know your love as well. So thank you for this community. May we continue to create community beyond this place. We pray this in Jesus' name.